A good Nair Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Beis Hashem Shir number 158. We're talking about self-confidence and self-esteem. And Rabbi Zalman Pliskin has a chapter here called Your Power to Pretend. Normally, pretend is something technically negative, you would say, or at least very superficial. You pretend to be something you're not is usually looked upon as a criticism. In reality, though, Hashem gave us that ability to pretend. All children are experts at doing that. It's called sort of like a dimyon. They role play certain things. And us as adults, the Torah does allow us and even encourages us to use those powers of pretending, which is really not pretending, as we're going to explain, but rather it's when you speak and act in ways that are consistent with a positive trait you are trying to learn, then it's not pretending. When someone is in a bad mood and he makes a decision or she makes a decision, I may not be in the greatest mood, but I'm still going to smile and act pleasant and loving and caring and show genuine warmth. Even though right now in my heart, I'm not in a good mood at all and I don't feel that warmth. That's not pretend. That is pretending in a way, because you're expressing emotions and thoughts and words that you don't feel inside right at this moment. But it is healthy, because you are leading to a point where you are telling Hashem, I want to behave that way. I want to do Yiras, and I want my feelings to align that way. Right now, it's not there yet, but I want it to be there. This is the famous Mesilas Yesharim, Chitzainis, Mereres, Apnimius. Your outer behavior affects your inner feelings. And the Chinuch also says it, your actions changes your insides ultimately. So this idea of using that power of what he calls pretending, and in this case, in his context, to practice being self-confident, that is a healthy thing. That's when you use an act like that, not to be deceitful, not to be dishonest, but to get to a point where you want to get to. You are scared inside and you act outwardly courageous because you want to feel that internal courage that you want to muster up inside. That's a healthy way of doing it, by starting from the outside. So it makes no difference whether you feel that confidence. If you want to practice to become that, you have to, quote-unquote, fake it. And you have that choice. In this case, it's not fake, because it's authentic, because you want to get there. It's a goal you want to get to be. So therefore, you could say to yourself, authentic self-confidence is much better than pretending self-confidence. Of course it's better. But at this very moment, you're not feeling that way, then you use that. It's wiser to actually behave in that way, even though right now it's pretending and it's superficial. The Tanya talks about it in one chapter, about the Beinoni. It talks about the deep levels of Emes. Emes is at every level. So even if a Beinoni, which is basically a person that is not a Bechina of that highest level of Tzaddik, he doesn't hate evil. He doesn't. He's not on that level. He has a yearning sometimes to do negative things, but he overcomes them. But he could practice learning as if he hates it, even though right now in his heart he doesn't. And ultimately, he'll do the best he can, and Hashem will fill the void. So it's very, very important to understand that there are behaviors, there are patterns of behavior where it's healthy to exhibit, healthy to do. And not to say, I don't want to be a phony, so I won't act that way. I feel miserable inside, so why should I smile? You don't say that. I feel miserable inside, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me an opportunity now to cheer somebody up. I'm going to smile and show warmth. That is an acting lesson. That is a healthy, good acting lesson. That is MS, because that is what Hashem wants from you now. Victor Miller emphasized that point. Emes is what Hashem wants you to do at every given moment. So if Hashem wants you to say, for example, Kala Noah v'chasuda, whether you feel that way objectively or not, it's irrelevant. it's Kala Noa V'Chasuda. And that's the way it works. Now, part of this, to get yourself to this point, he has a chapter on something called Power of Self-Confident Affirmations. Affirmations are states of the mind, power of your thoughts that create either joy or sadness, serenity or stress, love or hate, kindness and compassion, or apathy and indifference. What is an affirmation? Every word we say, every thought we think is essentially an affirmation. So people who worry, we think worry comes naturally, but if you break it down, it's coming from worry-producing affirmations. People who get angry really easily, it's because of that affirmations, the thoughts that they think and the words that they say create that anger very often. You think that it's a feeling inside and then it spills out outward, but very often it's the way you think and the way you talk that generates the anger. Joyful people will see patterns in their words and thoughts that create that joy. People who are not yet self-confident may not realize they are speaking in very unconfident, unsure ways in their words or in the patterns of speech in the way they talk. And when you reverse that and you change that and you start talking in ways that breed self-confidence, verbalize it, think about it, those are positive affirmations that eventually will be totally natural to you over time. To believe, for example, and he has here a list of different affirmations you could use and say to yourself. One of them he writes here, I'll give you a few of these affirmations that he, Zalkuskin, wrote. Authentic self-confidence is my birthright. It goes together with a natural and authentic humility. That's a very important insight, by the way, that self-confidence and humility are not opposites. They're actually one and the same, as we explained and will continue to explain. And anyone I encounter who lacks self-confidence is a reminder to let my self-confidence flow forth and to say something to enhance that other person's self-confidence. In other words, this is an interesting one. Sometimes you have to be mechazik yourself to give someone else chizik. Sometimes you have to maintain strength in order to give other people strength. Here's another one that he writes as an affirmation. My creator is perfect. I am not. Lack of self-confidence would be an obstacle to fulfill my true mission in life. I let all obstacles to my self-confidence melt away. Again, because it's a yisoid, it's coming from, healthy self-confidence comes from the koyach of the tzelem elikim that's within the person. The holy neshama that Hashem blew into you, every single person. Every moment of self-confidence I have experienced through my life is with me always. Being nervous will not prevent me from saying and doing what I would say and do with self-confidence. The nervousness ultimately will melt away. That's a very important thing, is you push yourself to do it, to act that way. And your inner, you may still be nervous inside, but over time it gets less and less and less. Another way to increase self-confidence is the feeling of gratitude added into your mind and heart. I am tremendously grateful to my Creator. A mind full of gratitude is free from the thoughts that may create a lack of self-confidence. Here's another one. I pray for balanced and wise self-confidence because I want to utilize my self-confidence to fulfill my mission in life. And I trust that my prayers will be fulfilled. That's another thing. Everyone needs to realize, not to say I'm not worthy of being answered by Hashem. Every person needs to believe that Hashem is listening to them. You could pray in a way to say, like, even though I don't feel worthy, because of your rahmanis, because your kindness, because of your compassion, listen to me. And Hashem listens to every single person. Before you go to sleep at night, you could daven for it. Help me be self-confident when I get up the next morning, to be grateful for my life and to do my best. And you ask for it. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. You ask Hashem to help you with it. Because that will help not only yourself, but it will help other people as well. Another idea is the idea of building yourself up from the inside. We talked about it in the previous year by looking in the mirror, saying, I love you, Hashem, and Hashem imagining him saying back, I love you, and mentioning your name. But again, remember this. The pretending here is not pretending. And the changing of thoughts that naturally don't come to you is not fake. It is real. Even if you're flooded with worrisome thoughts, if you just keep on saying and writing and repeating and acting this way, don't say it's fake. Don't say it's fake. Don't say I'm a bad person. You're not a bad person. You're a person that has some struggles within you. You're a good person that has some difficult emotions that you have to overcome. Famous story of somebody, a woman went to Rebbe and said, I'm not a nice person. What can I do about it? So he said, be nice. He says, what do you mean be nice? I'm just not. He says, what do you mean? Just be it. He says, how do you be it? So he explained, what is your profession? A waitress. So instead of just being stone-faced and just like mechanically, robotically doing orders, you smile and you, how could I help you? Have a wonderful day. Have a little bit of the friendship, the smile enhances your, and offer them, would you like another glass of water? Even in that role, you practice that kindness. This applies to a lot of professions. Many, like nurses, get burned out. Doctors get burned out. People-oriented professions get burned out. But if you sort of shift the gears and say, okay, I'm making money off this. This is technically my job, but it's also, I'm doing a chesed. I'm going to touch a person's life. And even the non-people-oriented jobs, but you interact with people and you help them, or you say a kind word to them, that's part of the purpose. That really enhances everything. So you have that ability to change what is within you by pretending in the beginning, by acting as if you are acting to the point where you feel it, even though you know yourself right now you don't feel it. And over here in this year, you know, and with the way self-discipline talks about with self-confidence, it's the same idea of pretending, but it's not really pretending because it's a goal you want to achieve, of being calm, being self-confident, acting as if you have courage, even though inside you're nervous. Acting self-confident, even though inside you feel you don't have that yet. And ultimately, Hashem will give you the siyata d'shmai. You pray for it and you do the best to practice it. Hashem will give you a special gift of bracha. Bracha v'hatzlacha.